Hey, welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak. Come on in, make yourself comfortable. We're going to be here for the next 30 minutes. Today on the show, we're going to look at the Mass readings for Sunday, which is a special day. This Sunday is the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. We'll take a look at the Mass readings and discuss them a little bit. Also on the show, a pre-recorded interview that I did on my morning show, Spirit in the Morning, with author Nancy Jo Sullivan. Nancy is the author of the book Couriers of Grace, My Daughter, the Sacraments, and a Surprising Walk of Faith. Nancy's daughter, let her tell the story. Nancy's daughter had Down syndrome. She passed away a few years ago. And she talks about what happened through her daughter. Nancy basically got a greater appreciation for the sacraments, and there was a lot of graces that came through what seemingly was a difficult, really difficult situation. You know, that's what the Lord does. He can always bring good out of anything. Sometimes we just don't give him the chance. But we're going to talk with Nancy Jo. And also on the program, Tony Rossi from the Christophers will be here with the segment, as well as Carlo Broussard from Catholic Answers. You put that all together, you throw some of me into the mix, and you got the 30-minute Gary Zimak Show podcast. And this wraps up our first week back on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a while, and I was able to get them all recorded this week. Currently, as you're listening to this, I'm probably, hopefully, back from my speaking engagement in Florida. I'm on my way back, either as you hear this or I just got back shortly before. Remember, Sunday we will be at the Gang from Spirit in the Morning. If you're in the Philadelphia area, we will be live at the Malvern Retreat House outside of Philadelphia, 1 to 6 p.m. Dave Parker, myself, Frank Eliason, we're going to be there broadcasting live. We'll be broadcasting live from 11 to 1 to maybe get you fired up, and hopefully you'll come down to see us. Marty Rotella, singer-songwriter, will be there, as well as the Donut Man, popular Catholic children's entertainer. He does a great job. So there's going to be lots of things going on. If you're in the area, make sure you stop down. Also, I want to remind you, I would love to speak at your parish. If you want to find out more about the work that I do and maybe invite me to give a talk, to lead a parish mission, to lead a retreat, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Okay, and if you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. You know the deal. I would love to hear from you, especially if you're struggling. You're struggling maybe getting to know Jesus. Maybe you're a worrier. Don't hesitate. Shoot me an email, gary@followingthetruth.com. Alrighty, let's pray, and then we'll take a look at our Mass readings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you. Thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our friend, for being our brother, for being our Savior. Jesus, thank you for coming to earth, being born as a young child, growing up, dying on the cross, rising from the dead, and opening the gates of heaven for us. Jesus, thank you for showing us our Heavenly Father, for helping us to get to know Him, for you have told us when we see you, we have seen the Father. So every time we receive you in the Eucharist or we read your words in the Bible, we know that we're getting a message or getting a glimpse of our Heavenly Father. So thank you for being so close to us. Thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit who guides us, who lives inside of us, who guides us, who helps us to live our lives in a way that would make you happy. Lord Jesus, please, we ask you to heal anyone who is sick today, especially heal those who are struggling with anxiety, anyone facing a hopeless situation who is dealing with doubt or despair. Please heal them. Please assist those who are suffering from religious persecution. Also, Jesus, we ask that you give us the grace that we need to be able to go out into the world that can be a dark place at times, and be lights shining in the darkness. We ask for the grace to be able to do that. And Jesus, we give you our intentions. Whatever the problems that we worry about, we know that if we're concerned about them, then you're concerned about them. There's no such thing as a small problem with you, Lord. So thank you for caring so much. And look, Lord, we know that you can handle these problems a lot better than we can. We're going to trust you. It's not easy at times, but we're going to trust that you can handle these. So we're going to give them to you. And Lord, we thank you for taking our problems. We ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you to increase vocations. We ask you to bring about peace in the world. And Jesus, I ask you to speak through me today. Send your Holy Spirit to deliver the message that you want to go out over the airwaves tonight. and help us be open to that message. And of course, Jesus, we ask for these things in your name, because we know that you are united with your Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Jesus. We love you. And we close by saying amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, I'm ready to go. When I pray, I feel a lot better. I hope you do as well. It is time now for the Mass readings, for the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. So this is a big day. This is a day, this Sunday, that we, the Sunday after Pentecost, known as Trinity Sunday, we celebrate the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, so let's look at the first reading. The first reading for Sunday's Mass is from the book of Exodus. Early in the morning, that's Exodus chapter 34, beginning in verse 4. Early in the morning, Moses went up Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, taking along the two stone tablets. Having come down in a cloud, the Lord stood with Moses there and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, and rich in kindness and fidelity. Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, if I find favor with you, O Lord, do not come along in our company. If I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. This is indeed a stiff-necked people. Yet pardon our wickedness and sins and receive us as your own. Now, what's the reminder? And, of course, I'm going to tie all these readings in together. The reminder is that the Lord is with us everywhere we go. He is very especially present in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus Christ is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. At the time this was written, God the Father was a distant God. And in fact, until Jesus came to earth and revealed that, hey, you guys can call him Daddy, Abba Father. Until Jesus revealed that, people, the Israelites, had a different view of God. He was distant. He was unknown. But he loves you so much that he didn't want to stay unknown, and that's why Jesus was sent. So the idea of the cloud signifies the presence of the Holy Spirit, too. So you see that written often. The cloud can signify the presence of the Holy Spirit. Where the Father is, the Son is. Where the Son is, the Father is. Where the Father and the Son are, you guessed it, the Holy Spirit is too. So that's the day we celebrate this Trinity, the Trinity, Holy Trinity today. Responsorial Psalm, interesting today. This happens sometimes. It doesn't come from the book of Psalms. It comes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 3. I'm sorry, no, Daniel, chapter 3. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you, O God, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever. I am turning my page right now and it's not cooperating. So that's the responsorial psalm, and that's what a nice little prayer. You want a little prayer for today for this celebration of the Most Holy Trinity? Glory to the Father. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. What a great prayer to give glory and honor to the three individual persons of the Trinity. Sometimes when we bless ourselves, we go through it very quickly. But today, I think, would be a good day on this special solemnity to take our time when we say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, you know, and really understand a little bit about to whom you are speaking. The second reading is from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 11 through 13. Brothers and sisters, rejoice. Mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the holy ones greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. You know, What a great message from St. Paul in that little short reading. Did you like what he said? Brothers and sisters, rejoice. Well, what if we're having a bad day? Doesn't matter. We should still rejoice, right? Because the Lord is with us. And then Paul goes on to say, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another. Boy, how about that? Take a look at social media, Facebook and Twitter. People are at each other's throats. You can make such a huge difference in the world by just being positive on social media. And he says, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. So you're going to have that peace. If you start treating other people in a peaceful manner, you are going to feel that peace in your life. Greet one another with a holy kiss, and all the holy ones greet you. Paul is preaching a message of peace here. And then he ends with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. That's a prayer. And really, that's directed to us too. Even though Paul wrote this letter to the people of Corinth originally, the Bible is the inspired word of God, and we are taught, our church teaches, that all of these readings, everything in the Bible, is directed to us too. So Paul wants you to be at peace. Know that if he wants it, and if God inspired him to say these things, that it is entirely possible. That's a message that I like to talk about when I go out and speak, because we often don't think that it's possible. I can't be at peace. The world is too crazy. No, you can be at peace. You just need to trust and really depend on the Lord to help you. You do that, and you can be at peace. Let's look to the God. Aren't these great readings? I love, this is one of the things I've missed about the podcast, really going into depth on these readings, reading them all through. On my morning show, Spirit of the Morning, I read the gospel, but I don't really get to talk about all the readings. I love scripture, and I love the fact that you're listening to the program, and you're able to, you're interested enough to hear me read these readings and talk a little bit about them. And please, if you like what you're hearing on the show, share the podcast with somebody. Let somebody know that I'm here, that it's free of charge, that they can listen on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio or TuneIn Radio, and it's not going to cost anything. Please do that for me. If you believe in the product, then please let people know, because I love doing it, and I thank you for listening. All right, back to the readings. Time to do the gospel. The gospel today comes from John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. This first verse, you know it, you love it, you see it all over the place, but I think sometimes we forget exactly how important it is because it is so familiar. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. All right, there's a lot going on in here. What you need to keep in mind is the fact that when St. John states that if you believe in the Son of God, you will not be condemned, you will be saved. Believing in Jesus Christ means more than acknowledging that he existed. Believing in Christ means that, yeah, I believe in him, I believe in his words, and I put them into action. Just knowing about Jesus Christ, Satan knew who Jesus was. So it's not a matter of just knowing who Christ is and knowing his teachings. It's believing them and putting them into action in your life. Now, with that in mind, if you would think about it for a few seconds, you would probably realize that there's somebody in your life, they might be living under your roof, who might not believe in Jesus the way they should. Maybe they're a fallen away Catholic. Maybe they broke away from the church. Maybe they're an atheist. Your job, if you're up for it, and look, we're all called to do this, your job is to somehow show the love of Christ to them. Now, it might not be initially with words. It might be you might pray for the virtue of prudence, and you might make the decision that if I talk too much about Jesus Christ, this person is going to get turned off. Well, that's why you need to pray. You need to pray to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, let me know what I should do. Should I move in? Should I talk? Should I not talk? Should I lay back? What should I do? And then your job, once you determine that, is to go out and share the love of Christ somehow. And again, it often starts with just being nice. Sometimes you can do so much by just being nice, by setting an example, by letting people know that you love the Lord, that you believe in His Word, that you go to church, whatever it is. It's very, very important for us to do that. And think about this. If you're having a bad day, God, your Heavenly Father, loved you so much that He sent His only Son to take on flesh, to become human, so that you could go to heaven. He went up on the cross. He suffered. And make no mistake, Jesus not only suffered up on that cross, He suffered throughout His life. He was ridiculed. He was rejected. People were out to get Him. And He suffered. He suffered His passion. He was scourged. He was spat upon. He carried a cross. He fell. His knees were skinned. I mean, it was a lot of pain that Jesus went through so that He could take your sins and my sins up on the cross and take them upon Himself and offer His very body, blood, soul, and divinity to His Heavenly Father, to your Heavenly Father, so that you could get to heaven one day. The gates of heaven were opened because of that love. That is incredible love. How do you respond to that? Do you look at Jesus hanging on the cross and say, well, thanks a lot. I wish I could pray, but I'm really busy. I wish I could be nice to the people around me, but I have other things to do and they're too annoying. How do you respond to that love? I think you know what the answer is. It's a no-brainer. Are you willing to respond to that love? That's the message today. That's the message that we need to think about on this day when we celebrate the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Remember, you've got the Holy Spirit. If you were baptized, and if you were confirmed, that gift, the gifts were strengthened in you, you've got what you need. Ask for the grace to be able to put it into action. All right, going to take a break and listen to a message from our friend Tony Rossi from the Christophers. After that, we're going to go to a pre-recorded interview with author Nancy Jo Sullivan. I hope you can stay tuned. Thanks again for tuning in. You are listening to The Gary Zimak Show. We will be right back.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. The University of Notre Dame's alumni office asked a number of its graduates and present students to choose the golden moments of their experience at the Indiana School. The reply of Caitlin Kennedy, class of 2016, stood out. She wrote, "After my first year at Notre Dame, I decided to spend my summer in Mobile, Alabama as part of the Center for Social Concerns Summer Service Learning Program, living and serving at a nursing home for impoverished elderly. That one decision changed my life forever. My thesis and minor capstone are about caregiving for the elderly and terminally ill. I learned that service is about more than just doing works, it is about relationships that give life." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Well, I'm very excited to talk about this new book, Couriers of Grace, My Daughter, The Sacraments and a Surprising Walk of Faith. The book is published by Ave Maria Press. The author, Nancy Jo Sullivan, joins me now. What a great story. Good morning, Nancy Jo. How are you?
Well, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
I'm glad to be here.
This is an excellent story. It's a very deeply personal story about how your daughter, who had Down syndrome, and the sacraments, how your daughter helped you to better appreciate the sacraments and encounter the Lord. I love the message in the messiness of daily life. Talk about what motivated you to write this book.
Well, Sarah passed away about 10 years ago, and since her death, I've kind of been unpacking the spiritual lessons that she so beautifully imparted in our lives. Mm. And I've just come to understand, I think, the magnitude of the gift. And my thoughts go back to that moment when my young husband and I were handed this newborn baby. And I remember holding her in my arms and a team of doctors gathered around our bedside. And I remember one doctor in particular, he looked a little bit like John Lennon. He took off his glasses, and he paused, and he looked at us, and he said, "I'm so sorry to tell you this, but we've noticed some symptoms, some tendencies. Your baby has Down syndrome." Mm. I remember thinking, in that moment, wait a minute, God, you know, I think you've got this wrong.
Mm.
Don't you remember I was the mom that prayed the rosary faithfully every day during my pregnancy? Don't you remember that we were the ones who prayed for a healthy child? And I remember telling God, I don't know if I'm the right mom. Mm. I don't know if we're the right family.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, the light in the room, it's a strange way to describe an encounter with God, but mm-hmm. the light in the room became extraordinarily bright. And I remember hearing just so clearly in my spirit, the Lord said, "This child is a gift."
Wow. Mm. Wow. That is so powerful. And first of all, thank you for being as open as you are in the book, because you really are open. And I highly recommend this book, because it really speaks to those who are suffering, who might have a situation in their lives, who might have a child. I myself am the father of a daughter who has autism, and there are times that my wife and I look at other children. I mean, I'll be totally honest with you. It's not easy for me to say this, but it's true. And we kind of wish that things were different, right, Nancy Jo? I mean, sometimes you look, right?
Absolutely.
And you say, why couldn't it be easier? I'm not the right dad. My wife's not the right mom for this. This is for other people. But you embraced your cross, and that cross really brought you great peace.
Well, I think all parents of children who have disabilities go through a very private and profound grief.
Yeah.
And I remember I experienced that on the day of Sarah's baptism, as the water was poured over her forehead. She was dressed in this beautiful christening gown, and I was surrounded by my sisters. All of them were rocking these beautiful non-disabled children. Mm. And I remember, as the water was poured over my daughter, I remember thinking, Lord, I feel like I'm drowning.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm drowning in grief. And it was so private.
Mm-hmm.
But what was happening was what happens, I think, with all parents of children who have special needs. We go through this letting go of this child that we once dreamed of. And we can't help it. When we find out that we're pregnant, oh, there's just this elation. What will this child become? You know, a renowned surgeon, an accomplished athlete, and a best-selling author. We just can't help but go there because this gift of life is so full of wonder and adventure. And when you're told, no, God's got a different plan, there has to be this moment where you surrender those dreams. And I kind of look at baptism as an image for that, because the whole idea of baptism is that we die to ourselves. We sort of drown in that water. And we rise to whatever it is, this newness of life that God is calling us to. And that certainly is what happens to me at Sarah's baptism. I had this sense that, oh, this is so painful.
Mm.
This surrender is so hard, but I gave it to the Lord.
Mm.
I just completely gave it to the Lord, and I had this sense that Sarah's baptism was her coronation. She received this crown of grace. Sarah means God's princess, so I talk a lot about that in the book.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I did too. It was like something, my new life was beginning, and I'm just so grateful all these years later, because I've become somebody that I never imagined I would become, at least spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And just this sense that I learned from Sarah that faith is really about relationship. Mm-hmm. Emmanuel, God with us. And she introduced me to that very personal God who remains with us through all the struggles and the heartaches and the unexpected challenges of life.
I think that's the great message that we can take from this. Unfortunately, we only have about a minute left, but the idea that God is with us in the messiness, in the struggles, in the day-to-day issues that pop up. And you just put it forth so brilliantly in the book, Couriers of Grace, My Daughter, The Sacraments, and A Surprising Walk of Faith by Nancy Jo Sullivan. Nancy Jo, thank you so much for joining us. You have helped so many people in the short time that we've had on the show. So thank you. And I strongly encourage our listeners to get a hold of this book.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you as well.
Atheists claim they don't need God to be a good person, implying God's not relevant to morality. But is this true? Well, atheists can be good in the sense of knowing behaviors that respect the goods of human nature and living accordingly. St. Paul acknowledges this natural moral law in Romans chapter 2. But this doesn't mean God is irrelevant when it comes to morality. And here's the reason. Besides God's grace being necessary to live the moral law perfectly and merit heaven, God is necessary for the law to be morally binding. How can the moral law be binding if there's no moral lawgiver behind it that surpasses human authority? The answer is, it can't. So, an atheist can follow the natural moral law, but only the theist is consistent in saying that such a law is morally obligatory. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
All right. Thank you, Carlo Broussard. I'm Gary Zimek, and you are listening to The Gary Zimek Show. We made it through the first week of the reincarnation of the podcast, and I'm so glad that you're able to join me. Remember, for more information or to invite me to speak at your parish, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. And also, as I've been saying, I need your help. If we're going to get this show to continue, I need your help so that I'm going to be able to devote the time to do this, to do this podcast every day. I want to do it. I love being here. But if you could help me, if you like my work, I would really appreciate if you would go to followingthetruth.com and consider making a donation, either becoming a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation. It would mean a lot to me, and it would enable me to continue putting the time in to do this podcast. The other thing you can do is, if you're somebody who shops at Amazon, please visit followingthetruth.com. And every time you go into Amazon, just use the link from followingthetruth.com. It's not going to cost you anything more, but anything you purchase because you went into Amazon from that link results in a little bit of a commission for me. And if you're a coffee drinker, don't forget Mystic Monk Coffee, the greatest coffee you will ever drink, available at followingthetruth.com. You click on that link, and you keep your old buddy Gary on the air. Now, if you like me, that's a good thing. If you don't like me, that might not be a good thing. Listen, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. It's great to be with you here on Blog Talk Radio. Let me know what you think about the show. Let me know if there's anything that I can do for you. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. Again, have a great weekend. If you're in the Philadelphia area, remember, I'm going to be live at the Malvern Retreat House on Sunday at the Family Fun Festival. It's going to be 1 p.m. through 6 p.m. Visit malvernretreat.com for more information. There's going to be food. There's going to be music. There's going to be fun and lots more. Have a wonderful weekend. Remember to speak to the Trinity. You want to speak to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit every day. Trinity Sunday, this Sunday, is a great reminder of that great blessing we have of the Holy Trinity. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, not just today, but throughout the weekend, the Lord is right beside you. Turn around and make sure you say hi. Have a good weekend. Talk to you next week. God bless. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.